In this episode, I'm going to share some repertoire selection tips that have worked for me. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Think about this for a minute. Repertoire selection can make or break your performance. Selection of good or bad repertoire can affect student focus, enthusiasm, motivation, and it can even affect your classroom management. This year, I am teaching band at a program I inherited. I started them with reading grade two music because that's about where I thought they should have been at. But I quickly ended up pulling out the grade one half music because they just weren't able to sight read grade two very effectively. Now we're moving up towards that. We'll probably be to grade two by the end of the year. But at the start of the year, I had to really reevaluate the music that I put up. Repertoire selection can help musicianship or it can hinder musicianship. If the students are too focused on technique and getting the right notes out, they're not going to be focused on musicianship. So it's better to find a piece that they can play musically than a piece that they can only do the technique and nothing else on. Sight read to the point of silliness. I like to pull out, and this worked out effectively for me this year with the new program, I like to pull out all levels of sight reading music. We have 3 to 4 times the music we need for our first concert in our folders. Students might say, such and such song was too easy for me. And so I'll ask them, was this other piece that we sight read too easy? And it's one that's way past what their abilities were. And they'll say, oh no, that one wasn't too easy. That one was just about right. But it was a piece that they couldn't sight read, but they loved it when they heard the recording of it. So I'd like to tell them, I leave that in the folder, and I like to tell them, we're working towards that piece. So that has seemed to really help the student enthusiasm when I have those more difficult pieces in there, when they know that those are coming. Don't be tempted to always play that jewel you loved in college. Remember that many of the college bands are full of music majors who love to be there and want to be there and practice 2 or 3 hours a day. You're not going to always have that in sixth grade beginning band or even in high school band. So don't be tempted to do that. Spend thoughtful time in the score. I never feel like I spend enough time in the score, and I've had clinics and sessions that I've gone to where a director will talk about spending 4 hours for every hour of rehearsal time in the score. And that I would love to do that, but they always also confess that they have class 2 days a week and that's their only class. And they're very fortunate to be able to do that. So they're able to spend that time in that. But spend thoughtful time in the score. Consider instrumentation. Some of my early jazz bands, when I used to teach at the high school, I liked to call the arrangements I pulled out wall of sound arrangements. And the arrangements had, I didn't have very strong players at first, so the arrangements I pulled out had the trombones, trumpets, and saxes pretty much doing the same thing, so that even though they weren't strong in their playing, they had other people who were playing the same thing as them, and it gave a nice strong wall of sound. Consider the ranges and abilities of your students and also the size of your group. Some arrangements are not going to work if you just have one clarinet. But then again, if you have a super strong all-state clarinet, then maybe it'll work. One year I did a piece when I was at the high school and we seriously only had one clarinet player, but she was all-state level and we rocked that piece. We scored a 1 on that piece and did really well. I made the mistake the first year that I was at my previous school, a high school, a suburban high school. I made the mistake of challenging students with this grade 4 piece. They had never been to festival as far as anyone knew or as far as I knew. And we went to festival with this grade four piece, and they played it very badly. They were nervous. It was a piece that was too difficult for us. And when I got up on stage and started them, I joked around with them later that I could have just left the stage because they didn't look at a single thing I did. They had this deer in the headlights look and just tried to get through the piece. So I learned from that and haven't made that mistake again. We went the following year with some easier pieces that we performed much better. I think we scored 3 or 4 on that piece, and that's about what we deserved. Don't be afraid to quit a piece. What do I mean by that? Sometimes we pull a piece out, we say, this is going to be great. We've spent time in the score. We sight read it. They did pretty well on it. And then we feel like we're committed to it because we've worked halfway through it. Don't be afraid to quit. A piece might be worth practicing and not performing just so students get the exposure to it. So don't think you always have to perform a piece either. Sometimes also we're going to perform a piece maybe for our home team, for our home audience, but not at festival. So keep that in mind also. If you have found this podcast to be helpful, would you consider supporting us on Patreon? Go to patreon.com/themusiced podcast.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.